This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You have heard us talk a lot about the $600 billion Paycheck Protection Program, PPP in the vernacular, meant, of course, to help businesses keep their people on payrolls during the pandemic. Well, there is a new study out this week showing forgivable PPP loans saved as many as 3.2 million jobs through the first week of June. But as we like to say around these parts, numbers often need a little bit of context. Marketplace's Justin Ho has it.
It is way too early to tell whether the jobs that were saved by the Paycheck Protection Program are here to stay, says study author David Otter at MIT.
We don't know if those jobs will persist, if that allows businesses to remain viable that otherwise would have gone under, or if those jobs are going to fade away the minute PPP ends.
But Otter says the findings suggest the government was successful in getting money into the hands of businesses and the employees whose jobs were saved.
So even if you conclude that the PPP had no long-term effect on employment, you would not say the money was just, you know, thrown down a hole. It was distributed to citizens.
Thing is, businesses that received PPP loans employed roughly 50 million before the crisis, says Ernie Tedeschi, an economist at Evercore ISI. The fact that the program only saved 2 or 3 million jobs so far
suggests to me that the PPP went to a lot of businesses who otherwise didn't need the money.
The paper also found that the cost of the job saved amounted to roughly $224,000 per job. Tedeschi says that is high, but it's not surprising given how fast the program rolled out. Overall, he says the study can help policymakers improve future aid programs.
We can see that the next time we want to do small business aid, we should probably target it better than the way we did in the PPP.
MIT's David Otter says we'll continue to know more about how the program has boosted employment as businesses report their payroll numbers in the months ahead. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.